Just briefly then, advice maybe you give to students coming out into the world, OU students, OSU students, they're coming out in the world, maybe they choose your profession. Do you have any word for them in the business world or what have you?
I'm very proud of the students now. It's quite varied throughout the University of Oklahoma. I have a lot of different programs. You know, the 60s and 70s were wild, and you weren't for sure exactly what the young people were going to do or where they're going to end up. I think that they have really grown quite a bit. I think their parents grew up from being wild people to say, here's a better way to live, be independent, do your thing, but at the same time realize you have a responsibility to the community, to this United States, to your state, to anything that's of value to you. You need to be able to stand up for it. I think the students, when I see the things going on down there, I'm very pleased. If we had a problem, I'll tell you, I really would. We have a problem. And I'm a straightforward guy in a conversation like this. I'm very pleased with them and the values that they have. They're not exactly the same as mine, but we weren't raised at the same time. But you need to get your degree. If you're thinking about going on, a master's degree is wonderful, obviously, and the doctor, if you're going into a particular profession that requires it, that's something to consider. But a lot of people are staying over there. Some people stay in for their master's, and others go someplace else just to meet different people and see how they think in a different school and different approach to it. But I think we're on the right track. I really do.
Did you have any mentors or heroes that you looked up to in your early years in life? Anybody that you wanted to emulate?
My father, he's the one that drove me to this thing. The thing I feel bad about, I love my mother, but I never paid much attention to her. He died way before she did. And getting to know my mother was a wonderful thing, what a good and decent person she was. And I always felt bad that I didn't show her more love and respect and kindness and feelings. I always was driven towards my father, and they had the main influence on me. And then there was the young guys I ran around with. I mean, some of them were bad guys, but some of them were good guys. Some were smart people, and they taught me a lot also in growing up and so on. I learned to operate my way and how to make things happen, to make things work and not lose on the situation.
Were these friends out of school here or at OU? And
high school, OU, Air Force. I love meeting good people that I like and I can do things with, and they understand me and I understand them.
How old was your father when he died?
75.
Why did he die?
He had a stroke when he was 67. He was too heavy, too fat. But the worst thing, he smoked continuously his entire life. He died of lung cancer when he was 75. Heavy smoker. Heavy, heavy smoker. I'm surprised he lasted until he was 75. And I've never smoked.
He gave you this life, didn't he? And then you took it and ran with it. You were talented enough to do that. But it goes back to him. It goes back to Walter Beach. All that, as you think about your life, how it played out.
I think life is an experience. But it depends how you use that experience. I try to learn from it. I'd set goals in it. I say, this is where I want to go. You get sometimes jag to your right and jag to your left. Well, it's necessary, but my thought process of where am I headed and why and how do I get there and what do I have to do to make that happen? I've had some failures, too. My first marriage, I was a failure, and so I don't walk in water.
And I'm sure in your business there's been sleepless nights as the oil boom went away in Oklahoma in the 80s and so forth. You wondered what I'm going to do next.
It's not all gravy. You just go to bed at night. What am I going to do? I feel terrible. You're upset. How am I going to make this work? Some part of it may just be pure luck. A lot of it's my own skills. Maybe some of it's a blessing if you're a religious person. I don't know. And I'm not the greatest person. God's ever done this before. A lot of people have done it. You're talking about Chester today. His son Chet is booming success. Just booming.
Chester Cadjo, a quick trip.
Yeah. There's way more successful people than I am. But I'm proud of what I've done. Very proud. And I'm sorry for the things I've failed at or hurt somebody or something like that.
And everybody has that in their background. You're not alone.
I would assume so.
Right. Well, I want to thank you for this time. You've been very giving. It's very interesting. I've known you for some time, and I didn't know all this about you, so I'm sure those who listen will find it fascinating. I appreciate it. And then, of course, the great work you're doing for OU and for Tulsa.
I'm trying.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.